The characters of a fable are usually animals that talk and act like people. Today, R.E. would like to present to you our fable, UU Principles and Interests.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our meeting. Let's begin with introductions. Tell us who you are and why you're here. I'm Marley Snapp, and I've just come from UUA headquarters in Boston, where I attended a workshop on starting a new congregation.
I'm Frenchie Bird. Excuse me, but what does UUA stand for?
Oh, I'm sorry. It stands for Unitarian Universalist Animals. We welcome any animal that wants to keep on searching for truth and meaning in life.
I'm Johnny Horace, and I'm glad to be here. I was trying to join another congregation, and I wasn't welcome, because I have those not fathers.
I'm Maggie Shirley. I've been made to feel unwelcome in lots of places just because I don't have teeth, so I'm hoping that won't happen here.
It won't. We use welcome diversity, and we believe each and every animal is important. We're glad to have you both.
I'm Crocodile Cole from Cuba. I want to learn more about the Unitarian Universalism Association.
The core character, better make that minister of Orangutan
Buster. Yes, some of us have heard you yelling, singing at night.
Well, crocodiles and I would make good ushers. We have the biggest smiles in the group. Now we can make, take up the collection in our mouth.
And I can take it out of their teeth. I guess that makes me the treasure.
Our principle is Easter.
week my mom asked the kids in second, third, and fourth grade to share ideas on our UU page in some creative way. They came up with our purpose church.
So that's where all the laughing was coming from, across the hall. I guess it must have gotten pretty silly in that classroom. I kept on hearing Chris Mahaffey shouting something about monster tracks and couldn't figure out what that had to do with church, let alone R.E.
And also she asked, each of the kids come with serious ideas of the perfect church.
Now what a monster truck rally has to do with a perfect church?
Oh, that one. Well, the kids were supposed to come up with a silly or kind of sky idea, too.
Monster tracks?
Yeah, monster tracks. And would you believe I'm not making this stuff up? This is what the kids actually had to say in their own words. I guess Chris is really big on monster trucks, and he thought it would be great to have a rally here as part of RE program. I'm not sure there's enough room in our parking lot for one monster truck, let alone a rally.
I guess that was his pie in the sky suggestion.
I'm not sure. Chris would also love to have chocolate for snacks at RE every week.
I heard Josh got pretty silly too. It was koalas, koalas, koalas. He shares passionate about koalas. I guess you could relate that to our seventh principle and how we should care for Earth.
Do you think hearing Josh talk that koalas are the only thing on our planet Earth?
I heard Kyle and Cassie. Casey would love more games like UUCF Survivor and Rocket Launch. Kyle would also like to have a pet day. Kyle would love to make stuffed animals. Sounds like the blessing of the beast ceremony to me.
I hope so. I wonder how RE is going to travel with social action for running some sort of stuffed animal sweatshop.
I wouldn't worry about that. Besides, Sky was probably thinking of making and donating the animals to Spies or someone.
I hope so.
Sean wants us all to get along and play well together, and he would love to have a pajama day. That's principle two. Be kind in all you do.
Did you hear Dana's idea for the perfect RE program? He wants to have a chef downstairs cooking our meals for us once in a while, instead of the cheesy pizza we always get at church functions.
Julia just wishes the Temple folks let us play with their toys. She also invites to be more skits involving our union principles.
That's our entire trip. Julia told me that she shared a skit idea, but our mom Liz, who just happens to be the DRE, forced Julia to add the UU principle part. Okay, whatever happened to this principle? You know the one about having your own voice?
Beats me. Hey, she's your mom, not mine. Thank you all for giving us a chance to share our experiences with you today. We had lots of fun and learned some things about ourselves along the way. Now that we've shared some of our hopes and dreams with you, it's your turn to share back with us.
Go, Melody.